Time for some extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. Seamus Toomey starting us off with information on those new safety measures along the lakefront. Good morning, Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, this was the Park District took action this week. The Chicago Park District did. This was in response to neighbors, particularly in the Rogers Park area, really pushing for more safety measures along the piers and beaches. Some neighbors had been installing their own life rings on the Pratt Pier after a 19-year-old boy had died. 19-year-old man had died earlier this year. The Park District voted this week that they're going to indeed install some life rings, but at beaches, not on piers, the places where it's restricted access. Where you're not supposed to be swimming in the first place. They're going to potentially fence off, and they put up a bunch of signs already. But expect to see more of these safety measures by the start of next week.
I love this story on blockclubchicago.org about the Secret Society of Chicago Bakers. Tell us about this.
Hey, Bob. Yeah, this was, we'll say, without a doubt, this was our best read story so far this week. We found out there is a secret society of bakers from 13 Chicago and Chicago area bakeries, and they get together the first Wednesday of every month, and they share secrets. Sometimes they'll bring in a sourdough that wasn't working or a shortbread that doesn't taste right. But over the years, and they've been doing this since the 1930s, over the years, they've started to work on other things, billing systems, recipes, bulk purchasing, kind of like banding together to try to figure out best ways of doing it. Who knew? Our writer who did this, Jennifer Billock, has got a book coming out about it called Historic Chicago Bakeries, and she tipped us off to it and wrote a really fun story. Places you've heard of it as well, including Dinkles and Weber's and Benison's and Evanston, and 13 total. Baker's dozen.
Yeah, exactly. About the tortillas in Little Village now, did you find any?
You know, this is, you know, one of those kind of odd Chicago stories. You know, this is the second time during the pandemic the El Milagro tortillas, which are the just intensely popular ones in, you know, all the grocery stores around here. The stores, the shelves have started to go bare, and people now are again lining up down at their Little Village store to buy them in bulk. You know, the last time it was people just stocking up because of the pandemic. They weren't sure how long it was going to last, and then there were some production slowdowns because of COVID. This time, we're not exactly sure what's causing it this time, but you got to believe that some people are stocking up. And in fact, we went out there. Some people, you know, there are dozens of people in line down there on 26th Street near the Little Village Arch. Some said they'd driven more than an hour. People were buying boxes of them. You can only buy 20 packets at a time, but people are stocking up again. You know, they don't want to be without their tortillas this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. You have a good one, Seamus, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Bob. Go Cats.
Yes, sir. Hey. Extremely local news sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely happy travel is back. Secure your cruise today at riverboattwilight.com.